Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Psychic Funhouse for another fabulous, exciting, informative show with me, your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Laurence Birch. Hello, Laurence. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you for asking.
I'm good.
You're magnificent.
I'm glad you're well.
Okay.
I'm glad you're well. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm well.
And we are
somebody
also
else.
Here with
I
our
sense
special...
the presence of somebody else. I'm sensing someone. Amazing person.
Are you psychic? Are you psychic?
Well, just on Fridays.
Yes, and we are here with our special guest, Adrian Stratton. Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing really well. Thank you both. Good to see you both, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yay. It, and it's a pleasure to have you here, have you on board.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how was everybody's week? Let's check in, see how everybody's week was.
Yeah, mine was great. It was busy. Besides doing a couple of readings, I found myself driving a lot. I was in Los Angeles. I was out in the Riverside area, Temecula. So it's been busy. It's been very busy. So I can't complain.
Wow.
I actually like being busy.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Mr. Birch, the shamanic Birch.
Well, let's see. I reconnected with a friend of mine who has an herbal business. She had a shop down in Eugene. She moved it and put up some flyers for a class I'll be teaching around Valentine's Day about how to make cordials and liqueurs and lip balm. And
tell us about your class, sir.
Well, okay. Well, it's in person, so we don't have any virtual capabilities, unfortunately. So, but you still have time to hitchhike up to Oregon to take the class if you'd like. You have two opportunities. I'm going to teach a class in Corvallis and in Eugene, so.
Mm-mm.
But it's a class I've taught for years and years. You learn how to make your own cordials and liqueurs, and it's pretty fun, especially because we provide some samples. And then just to make sure you don't dry your lips out with all the alcohol, we also teach you how to make lip balm.
Wow. Can we make flavored lip balms?
Flavored? What kind of flavor would you like?
Peppermint, maybe a chocolate peppermint, or a papaya, a peach, cherry,
mm-hmm.
strawberry.
Mango.
Well,
yeah. There you go.
We're gonna have. We're gonna have cocoa butter in the base, so it'll definitely have that chocolatiness that you're craving. And then I think we're going to add some natural mica coloring, so it'll be glittery. So so you can also use it for, you know, spicing yourself up when you go on the dance floor. People can find you.
Nice. Nice.
That madly dancing person in the corner. It's Michael. I know that because he's got purple glitter on from the class.
I love it. I love it. Oh, very good. So what's the date? How long is the class, the duration, and where is it specifically? Give our listeners the information. Or you
all
don't want to share it just yet.
No, I can share it. You can also go to my Facebook page that Mr. Zuckerberg has been kind enough to allow me to revise, Giving Tree Farm, and see all the details there. But there's a class on Thursday, class on Saturday. They're in the afternoon, early evening, so it's 3 to 5:30 p.m. And location's going to be in Corvallis here at my office. And then the other one is at a herbal store called Mountain Rose down in Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find that online. And you can pay for the class using
Mountain Rose.
Yeah, Mountain Rose. Mm-hmm.
Don't they have a website where they sell a lot of herbs and stuff?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Look at you. So professional, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Oh.
Sorry.
We're all about the profession. Oh, no, that's okay. I don't mind being rudely interrupted. I'm used to it. So, yeah, well, I was just going to say, if you actually want to, you know, fork over the cash for the class, it's $25 for supplies and $40 for instruction, so it's $65 cash money or check or Venmo or Apple Pay, or PayPal, or I do take gold nuggets, and if you have a horse, not too sway back, I might consider it.
Okay. And what are the dates?
The dates of the class are February 9th and 11th. Thursday, February 9th, Saturday, February 11th.
Okay.
There you go.
Very good. Very good.
Yep. You can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net or call me at or text me 541-344-7534 for more info. How's that? That's everything. That's all I got.
Fantastic. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
So I'm starting to see clients now at their home, ones that aren't too far. This week I drove out to, on Wednesday, to West Hollywood. And sweet mother of God, the traffic is back. People are working again. I forgot how bad traffic is out here in L.A. going out there to West Hollywood. But it was kind of nice to be out and see people again. And I just had an amazing reading. And I'm so grateful for spirit when they start, it's spirit and the soul of the client allows us to see their past life and how that past life is affecting and having an impact on this current life. And so that has been amazing and fun. So I had it like an amazing reading with this person. So anyway, it was fun.
Wow.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not taking your chopper. Is your helicopter in the shop?
No, I had my chauffeur drive me out in the Bentley. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I can meditate on the way to the location.
Right.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got that built-in yoga studio in the back seat. That's nice. Very handy.
It's kind of like Tyler Henry. I prepare in the car on the way.
Oh, there we go.
Right, while I'm being driven. Yeah. That's important. Mm-hmm. I have
He's learned a lot from
you. Yes, I have to reserve space for spirit in the car. All right. So, everybody ready for our callers? Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's do
this. All right. Okay, callers, we will be coming to you. We'll call out your area code. Please speak clearly and loudly enough. And if you are in a location where there's a lot of distraction, please leave that location where you can take the call in a quiet space so we can hear you clearly. So state your name, where you're calling from. And also, legal department wanted me to remind all of you that the work that we do here and the information we give you is for entertainment purposes only. So if you need legal advice, medical advice, please seek a professional. We are not professionals in that sense. So having said that, let's go to the phones. And so the first caller is area code 630. Hello, 630. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Dion. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Dion from Wisconsin.
Hey, Dion. Lawrence,
how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Lawrence, I sent a lady to you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say her name or whatever, but I sent a lady to you because she was interested in learning about herbs. And then I don't know if she reached out, but I gave her your Instagram, and she doesn't live in Oregon, but with the online class, or your class isn't online, but can you do a Facebook online class, or you just don't want to do it online because of the supplies? Because I'd like to tell her about that.
The cordial, yeah, well, it's a little bit tricky to do that class when it's more than just a lecture, you know, because they're going to miss out on the practical side of things, unless I sent them a kit, I guess, or something like that. But,
well, you could probably record it and sell it on Vimeo or Venmo. Vimeo?
Vimeo.
Vimeo?
That's my channel. Vimeo. Yeah. Yeah, I could. And I've done online classes before with other things. But, yeah, we might be able to swing that. It's not a bad suggestion. Thank you.
If you do, let me know so I can let her know. Because that sounds really cool. I don't know if she contacted you or not, but I'm sure she did. Because I was like, she was interested in learning about herbs, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I went on Instagram and screenshotted it. Like, this is who you got to talk to because he knows everything. Why not just go to the source? Forget trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, when you first said you sent me a lady, I was like, oh, my gosh, did I miss the package? Did she show up, you know, through the mail? Or,
That's funny.
No, I haven't. Yeah. I don't think anybody's contacted me yet, but I'll keep an eye out, and hopefully they'll tell me that you sent them. So thank you for that.
Yeah. You're welcome. She's from the South, Georgia, so that's why I'm like, too bad she didn't live in the like even the Northern California area where she could go and see that class. That's going to be something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she can always emigrate. You know, we're allowing select few to come to Oregon these days. So population is decreasing. You can tell her that. I'll put in a good word for it at the end of the Oregon border immigration.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a question for us, Dion?
Yeah. Okay. So I just finished my book's almost finished. I finished the case the murder case I was working on, and the book is, I could probably finish the book next week because I was working on it the entire time. Do you see me getting, like, a contract with that soon? Or always looking for those contracts on these books.
All right. Well, let's take a look here, and if anybody gets something, jump on it.
Mm.
Dion, it's Michael. I'm getting it's going to be a few months before you get something. I'm seeing the numbers 3, but also I'm seeing 6. So to me, it feels more like it's not 36 months, but more of a 3 to 6 month span there. And it feels kind of like you're going to have to really shop around for somebody as well, you know, and get out there, hit the ground, and, well, the proverbial ground, but, you know, and start, you know, talking to people about your book. But it feels to me like you will. You'll get something, but it's going to take a little while.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to add, hi, this is Adrian. I just wanted to kind of confirm with what Michael had to say about the 3 to 6 months. One of the things that has been happening with me recently is I get numbers just like Michael, but I've also been like associating numbers with the seasons. So I was getting also the number 3, but feeling like spring or possibly summer, that you might indeed, you know, connect with someone. And I also got the name green, like the color green. So that may be useful in terms of who you may connect with or be on the lookout for. It might be helpful.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Dion, do you have an agent?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone to any of the literary fairs that they have where agents and book buyers and people with works such as yourselves get together and exchange connection and everything?
I only did one, and the first two books I self-published, and this one I'm probably going to self-publish too, but at the same time I'm writing the manuscript, which is a different type of way to write a book. I'm writing a manuscript. And because I've never done that before, I was like, well, that one I might want to work with an agent. But my name is out there pretty well. Like my name is getting out there pretty good. So that's why I was wondering if somebody was going to approach me this time. But maybe not.
Well, you know, sometimes that does happen, but I think, you know, it's more likely for people that are a little more established than you are, even though you've got, you know, these books under your belt, you know, self-published. You know, I think what might be helpful is when you get that manuscript completed would be to, you know, consider shopping it around to an agent. I think there's some, you saw the connection to the people that we're going to do, that we're considering making a show out of your book. Is that still in the works?
Yep, I do. They didn't contact me, but I still have their information, yes.
I would contact them and see if they had any people that they knew and trusted that would be good fits for you and me. And I think there's some people on the West Coast that would be really interested in what you have. And they, you know, they're a resource. And if they have something or they have the time, they'll let you know. But I think you should definitely work that connection.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you.
I'll keep you posted and let you know how it goes.
Okay. Sounds really good.
Okay. I'll listen
Thanks
to the
so
rest
much
of the show.
Okay.
There we go.
Hi, Michael.
That mute button is so tricky. Anyway, I said, thanks for calling, Dion. Have a good weekend. I was talking to myself. So, anyway. All right. And that's amazing. You write those books, Dion. It's I'm really impressed. One day I will write a book. So that's on my bucket list of things to do. All right. So let's go to the phones. We're going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat calling from Connecticut. How are you, everybody?
Hi, Pat. Good. How are you?
Good.
Pat.
Pretty good, thanks.
Connecticut.
I'm sorry?
How are things connecting for you in Connecticut?
I'm not crazy about Connecticut. I would like to be somewhere else someday. No.
Okay. All right.
But for now, it's okay.
Have you thought of Delaware?
No, but sometimes I am drawn south, but I have a granddaughter north of me. But
no.
Who knows?
Hmm.
Yeah, she's 4.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Any reason
How
for staying in Delaware?
You?
Okay.
It's close by.
Okay. I became fast friends with a woman and her family, was helped by the son for some computer work. the husband connecting me up with some help on my car. And with the mother in particular, we became fast friends. And I took her around town a couple of weeks ago to try and help her find a different job because she wasn't being treated real well where she's working now. Anyway, twice I got stood up by the son who I had made an appointment with for computer work. And the last time it just became really evident that they were avoiding me for whatever reason. I think it probably has to do with them, could be with me, but I don't think so. And I'm just wondering what's going on. I'm over it, but kind of just wondering what that was all about. I just ran into her today for the first time in 2 weeks, and she started explaining to me that her phone was broken, and I was actually surprised that she didn't apologize, so I was listening to these excuses, and I just said at one point, you know, I wouldn't treat someone that I don't like like that, let alone a friend, and she said, gave me another excuse. I said, you had 2 weeks to contact me, so that was it. I left. And I just want to know what the story is. I'm, you know, not emotionally involved in it. I'm, you know, letting it go, but I always like to understand things. And certainly, you know, insight into me if it was anything on my part. But I literally was at the door, and I really felt that they were home. I could be wrong, but all the cars were there, and I was trying to FaceTime, and the second time I did it, I got hung up on, and I sent, you know, like 8 texts. I was becoming a pain, but I was just kind of angry because that was the second time I was stood up with an appointment.
What kind of work was he doing for you with your computer?
I got locked out of Instagram, and I'm not that computer savvy, so he helped me with that. He was terrific and, you know, really nice and humble and didn't want money, and, you know, I gave him money, and he was going to finish it up for me. We had more work to do to get pictures from my web page over to my Instagram. I do animal portraits, so being locked out and suddenly have an Instagram again, I want to get all my work up. And
sure, sure.
He was going to finish it, and I don't know. Just curious.
Can you share the first initial for these two people?
Sure.
The
son was L, and the mother was A. And the father was also L, but he did go by maybe more of a nickname that began with a D. And, you know, I was helping them in lots of ways. He had severe anxiety, so I was helping him with some herbs. And it just, everything was great, really great for a number of days. And then, bam. And it could be just the way they are, but I have a feeling that there's something more there.
I'd like to offer just a little feedback for you, if I may. This is Adrienne. And
hi
there. So number one, I just wanted to tell you that I hear hurt in your voice, and that certainly makes a lot of sense. But what I also wanted to say about that, and you don't need to respond, it's just for your contemplation, is if at this particular time in your life, if you are carrying like extra hurt, like compounded, I also kind of got the sense that your granddaughter is very important to you. And I'm not necessarily associating hurt with your granddaughter, but worry. There's something there. And you don't have to respond to that, but that was just kind of like the sense that I got.
Yeah, right on.
And regarding the family that you were talking about, it certainly sounds to me, and it feels like they have got a lot of issues, a lot of issues, and there could be some mental health issues there, and possibly even substance abuse, going on, because, that's not for sure,
yeah.
But there's some sort of history there. That was what I was getting, where the family system doesn't really allow much intimacy with others. So
yeah.
They did a lot connecting with you for those first 2 weeks.
You know what? It's literally just in a few days, and she shared with me her life, which is unbelievable. I very much believe things that other people would say, that's ridiculous, that's a conspiracy theory, whatever. She was through hell, kidnapped, then re-kidnapped,
yeah.
And her, trying to save her sister, and oh my God, I was blown away. So, I mean, we did have a very sort of intimate day of sharing. She shared so much with me, and yeah, there is
probably scared her.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. She probably scared herself sharing that
you think
much.
So? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I also wondered if there was any kind of abuse towards her, if she was safe. It seemed like a very, very close family.
So it's so hard to really say, you know, in family systems like that, you know, the code of silence and you know, this, that, and the next, where they kind of protect the dysfunction, you know, kind of hard to say.
Yeah, it was a little bit of hurt at this point. In a way, I'm glad it happened so quickly that I didn't invest, you know, more time and more feelings. But I also, I think in a way, I kind of wanted to take them under my wing because it's a different culture in America. And clearly, when you're a different culture, you don't get treated as well. And it's really really easy to overlook people. And so I just, you know, we hit it off.
And I also get briefly that that also says a lot about who you are, very compassionate and loving and giving, and you go the extra mile for people.
Right.
Sometimes, maybe sometimes too much.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, yes, I've looked at that often, and this is the way I'll always be. And sometimes it's too much in the sense that I didn't pick the right people, or I just, you know, made a mistake.
Sure.
So I have one more question, which is kind of still sort of caring about her. I think she's going to get a job to the place I took her to and recommended her. I see that she's very steady in her work situation now. Whatever's going on in her family, if she starts working there, do you see her still being steady, responsible?
That's a good question, but she probably will be just fine, you know.
Yeah. I see her that way now.
Well, most of all, I would just say, you know, stay focused on you, take care of you, and stay around positive people. And
absolutely.
I know I so appreciate you calling.
Oh, thank you. I you were right on with the things that you were referring to. Absolutely right on.
Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck, Pat.
Yeah. Okay.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Wow, we have a lot of callers tonight. You guys ready for another one?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. Area code 614. Hello, 614. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Dorfin. I'm calling from Ohio.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Say your name again.
Philson.
Philson?
Like Philip? Yeah, Philson.
Okay. Hi, Philson.
How are you?
How can we help you?
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Ohio.
Ohio. Nice. What's your question?
Can I get a general? Is that a possibility?
Well, we can do a general, but we kind of like it when people are more specific just because you know, we don't always have a lot of time on the show to go on a extended journey. So maybe you can carve it into like an area that you're concerned about, a relationship or job or moving or something like that.
I would like to know how I'm going to progress at work. I recently began training for a job that I got promoted for. So I want to know how that's going to go.
So you want to know how your new job is going to go for you? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You know, so I'm Lauren. I'm going to go ahead and give you what I'm getting, Felson. You know, thanks for calling. I get the sense that you're pretty private about stuff, so appreciate that you're willing to come on and, you know, help other people by sharing what your issue is. That's a brave thing to do. You know, I really get the sense that you're valued by your employers. And that they are investing this training in you because they really see a lot of potential in you, maybe even more than you see in yourself. I think what's going to be the most helpful for this process is for you to maybe step outside of your comfort zone a little bit and be really curious and demonstrate that so that your employers can see that side of you.
Mm-hmm.
So this means like asking questions, even if you think they're stupid questions, and following up if you don't understand something and just being honest about it. And also not being afraid to share your opinion or share your ideas that you have. The more energy you can bring to this situation, the more you're going to meet the expectations that your employers have, and they're going to respond in kind. So if there's any way for you to be really demonstrative or, you know, let your personality shine, I think that's going to be incredibly helpful for you. So, okay?
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Sometimes I do ask a lot of questions, and it's, I don't know if it's just I'm perceiving it wrong, but there seems to be, like, irritation in response. I don't know.
Well, I think if you're able to ask your questions, you know, from a place of sincerity where, you know, something either you're wanting to get more clarity on or you just would like to expand on what the person is discussing with you, then that's a pretty solid foundation to come from. And, you know, sometimes people do get irritated, but that's their choice. And I wouldn't let it linger too long. If they don't want you to ask the question or more questions, it's on them to let you know. So I would be as fearless as possible with it. I think you're going to do just fine. Don't overthink it is maybe the message here. Trust yourself.
Thank you.
Let us know when you become CEO.
Absolutely. Come back and let us know how it goes, Filson. Be well. All right.
Yeah.
Question.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Next caller. Area code 805. Hello, 805. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, great. Hi, this is Donna. I'm calling from California. Hello.
Hi. Donna?
Hello?
You said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to know if this is going to be the year that I'm going to meet a fellow, you know, and have my life partner and be in a relationship. I wanted to know what all of you were picking up as far as that, please.
Well, you're definitely ready, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like bursting at the seams. Very juicy. In a good way. Good energy.
I love that. I love that energy, Donna. And you know, I really believe that when we go about desiring, you know, something in our lives, and to manifest it, we have to not only be able to visualize it, but be able to put like attach the emotion to it as well, to be able to feel it physically. So I can sense your energy and your excitement, and you sound like, you know, you're ready to approach, you know, this next phase, next person in your life with a great deal of enthusiasm. And I think that's really exciting and a necessary component. And I hope that you're also spending time really visualizing yourself, you know, in love, and what does it feel like and what does it look like, and, you know, taking those steps to manifest what your heart desires.
Yes, I am doing that. Yeah, definitely.
Good.
And also, mm-hmm. I light a candle every evening for about 2 hours. There's something about putting a candle on. I love the atmosphere. It's like almost holy atmosphere, and I really like it.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
This is Michael, Donna.
Hi.
And hi. I concur with Adrian, and one of the things I just wanted to add here is the saying you should do a little more. It feels like you already are pushing yourself, getting yourself out there, but I would try to find another activity or a socializing group to hang out with, but do something else, something that's different and that you haven't done before, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and let us know how that goes, okay?
I will. Thank you. You all have a nice evening.
You too. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So here we go. Area code 509. Hello, 509. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi.
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 Hello.
Who are
My
you?
Name is Erica. I'm pretty good,
Erica.
Thank you.
Hi, Erica.
Very beautiful name.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Oh. You're next door to
practically Canada.
Mr. Lawrence.
What can we do for you, Erica?
I just was curious to know if you see me, like, getting into law school this year or next year, one or the other. I'm already narrowing down, researching still, actually, what I want, like, you know, which school I have more chance of going. And I realize that a lot of places, they've already applied, and deadlines are coming up, like, April or June. So I was like, whoa, you know.
Yeah. I remember you calling. I remember talking to you. Yeah. Did you consider going to Florida institutions at all, law school in Florida? Maybe it was FIU.
I'm willing to apply anywhere, actually. So, yeah.
I would look at, I would check out Miami.
Oh, okay. You have a good feeling about that one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I remember coming up with that. I talked to you last, which has been a while, but I would definitely look into that as part of the U.S. or your application process. And yeah, you definitely want to get on top of it because the deadlines are looming. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but do you see that this year or next year?
Mostly, I think you're going to have an option, actually.
Oh, okay.
What I actually see you, so this is what I'm getting. You're going to have a couple acceptances, and you're going to be able to decide if you want to delay your admittance. If you don't, you know, if you need to get your resources together more, or if you're, you know, ready to go ahead and make the jump. So it'll be up to you. So you'll have options with that.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Any other state you consider besides Florida?
I would say the next best would be New York and Texas. Austin.
Florida.
I would look
Florida,
into Austin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about, I Googled a lot of, like, diversity schools that are, you know, that want more diverse students, so it's easier, I thought. And but then I'm thinking, like, how am I going to pay for it? So, but I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, don't let things, there's a lot of hurdles that can prevent you from, you know, completing this process. Don't get sidetracked. Stay on target. Stay with the mission. It's really important. This is a big thing for you. You want to complete it.
Okay.
So,
yay.
We'll
okay.
figure it out.
Well, thank you so much.
Trust yourself. Yeah, Erica, thank you. Let us know how you, you know, when you get accepted, we'll throw you a party online.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let us know how your drag race goes. Bye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye. You're
going to
make
you.
A great
Bye-bye.
Lawyer.
Take care.
You bet. You bet.
Thanks, Steve.
Same.
Bye.
Yeah. She's a good kid.
Yeah, I
remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. All right. We are moving through calls today, tonight. This is great. All right. So you ready for your next one, everybody?
Yeah.
Sí, señor.
Okay. Here we go. Area code 205. Hello, 205. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Alabama. How are you all? It's been a long time. I haven't.
Hey, Patricia.
It's been a long time. Hi. My question is surrounding my home insurance settlement negotiation that we've been having going on. Here for almost a year, I had wind hail damage done to my home, the roof, and then interior damages in the bedroom, bathroom, and den. And so it's been so many delays. I've had to hire appraisal, and then when the appraisals could not come to a agreement on the settlement amount, I had to bring in an umpire, and then about the umpire in, he inspected and pretty much came up with a settlement amount, and they sat on that. That was in September. The appraisals came out in June of last year, and then the umpire in September. So I've just been in limbo here with them, so I had to bring in an attorney I just hired. I just want to know, when do you see an actual payout, and will it be enough to fix my home? Mold has set in and starting to affect my health.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about mold, because that's that has to be dealt with. Absolutely. Is that getting taken care of to your satisfaction?
Well, nothing has been taken care of. That's why I've just hired the attorney. Because after the umpire came out and rendered his amount, I've been sitting in limbo until I've hired the attorney. I just hired her a couple of days ago and to go ahead and push this on through. And so since then, not only has my home been deteriorating, now my health has started. Nothing has been addressed, and I just want to know, since I've hired the attorney, when do you see a final settlement, and will it be everything that I need? Will it be the amount that it would take to fix my home?
Yeah, Patty, do you have a state representative? Or do you know who that is? Person that. You vote for locally?
Yes, we
Senator,
we've actually We've actually filed a report with Alabama Insurance Commission. So we filed that back in a complaint against my homeowner's insurance. And I've been with them 10-plus years, so this is my first claim. So we did file that about 2 or 3 months ago.
Good. It might also be worth it to contact your local representative or senator's office and let them know, you know, the struggles you're having and see if they can't draft a letter for you and just send it off, you know, have a little more legal weight behind it.
Okay.
I think, you know, I wish I could say this is going to be, you know, enough for you to really make it happen, but I think this is going to be a struggle. You know, the company, the sense I get is that they're over leveraged. And so they're trying to cut costs and corners, you know, every way they can. And you're just, unfortunately, I don't like using this word, but kind of a victim of that. I wouldn't give up hope. I think in the end, you're going to prevail. I don't see things coming through in the short term. So I think you're going to have a minimum a 3-month wait before you're actually going to see something get deposited in your bank account. But it will happen. You're not living in the home currently, are you?
Me and my cat, we are currently living in a home. I have had family members to ask me to, you know, come over, but I have one that's allergic to my cat, to my baby, and then someone else is, have a dog. So I just will not leave my baby here. I don't know what I'm going to do because, you know, they should pay for me to go somewhere else. You know, of course, we got that.
Sure.
We're pushing for that also. And this is, I'm pushing for that. But meanwhile, I am here still living in a home, and that's why I'm being affected by the
home.
You
got to get out of there, Patty. You know, even if it's just temporary.
Yeah.
And this is really an unhealthy, you know, the minute you called, I was like, mold. You really, you know, staying with a friend, somebody who can be compatible with your companion. I totally get that issue, but I would keep asking around until you find somebody who's willing to let you stay with them for a while, because the inflammatory effects from this are really impacting you, and they're only going to get worse. So,
right.
You know, I understand your situation and you wanting to get restored. And believe me, I just, in a small way, I was in your position with my automobile, got, you know, windshield damage, and $6,000 later, I finally got it back. But I wouldn't wait on the payment part to get out in a healthier situation, because that's, you know, there's no money that can compensate for you when your health gets deteriorated. So, you know, please. I'm almost in the begging you part. Get somebody who can put you up or figure out another living situation, even if it's just for a few weeks until you can get something more permanent. You know, the rest of the stuff you'll be able to deal with, but if you're not doing well, it's going to be a huge uphill battle more than it has been. So that's my 2 cents.
Right.
Okay, because we care about you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Pat, this is Michael, and I just wanted to add, I concur with Lawrence and everything he's told you. I would, though, go contact your congressperson's office and, you know, local officials, and you need to talk to everybody. You need to be very vocal about what is happening. And I'm also getting you need to go start going to see a doctor just to start recording your health. If there's any question, good. You know, you can present that because it feels like this in this insurance company is not wanting to pay. And so this is kind of like you need to put more pressure, not less, and scream from the mountaintops. Scream from the mountaintops. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. All you all so much for your messages.
Adrian,
I
you have
you
something?
All.
Yeah. Yeah, just wanted to say if you were out here in California, you know, what we do is we get the local TV stations, the news, and have them come out and put it on TV and let people know, you know, that so-and-so is mistreating me and I've been living in a house filled with mold and blah, 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 blah. And I agree with what Michael and Lauren said. You know, you have to stay on this. And they will probably want to lowball you. So you're going to have to be aggressive. And if your attorney is not aggressive, then find another one.
That's you're absolutely right. That's what they have initially been trying to do, and that's why I've hired and put, you know, a lot of people in place, because that's what started this whole you know, back and forth with us. They started out lowballing me when I first filed a claim, so yeah, that's why everybody has been put in place.
That's good.
And I
agree with Adrian. You need to take control of the narrative and get the cameras at your house. And make sure you point out all the mold, right? I'm just a little old helpless lady, and they're trying to kill me. They won't give me my money.
I can almost guarantee you're not the only one dealing with this in your community.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I would reach out.
Yeah.
You know, together you're stronger, and work with these other people. You know, have them also go on TV too. Whatever it takes, full court press. You gotta just be like a terrier on their tail, just not let go.
Absolutely.
Do take care of your health. That's really tantamount. Don't delay with that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you all again.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I love you all.
Well, take care of yourself.
I love you too.
Thank
we love you.
You
guys, be good.
Let us know how it goes.
I will. I sure will.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you
all. I'll see you when you get the big check.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, what a good show. And how fast did that hour go? Didn't even seem like an hour, did it?
Man, no.
No.
Very quick.
No. Yeah. When Lawrence is online, I mean, it seems like it's an hour and 50 minutes. Yeah. Didn't seem like an hour. An hour and 50 minutes. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling the Psychic Funhouse. We appreciate you spending your Friday evening with us. Come back and spend next Friday with us. We'll be here at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And let's see, what else was I going to say? This is for entertainment purposes only. Yes, tell your friends. Absolument. You're right, Adrian. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your lovers, everybody, come listen to our show. Be sure to like us here on Blog Talk Radio, and also like our follow us on all our platforms. We're on our podcast, Apple, Amazon, Google, and Spotify, major platforms. And thank you again, everybody. Mr. Lawrence, you want to take us out?
Well, I will. I also want to give you an opportunity to share contact info and your class information with listeners in case they want to. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. So you can contact contact me at michaeljespinoza.com, and you can book a session with me on my page. And on Monday nights, I am in Laguna Woods here in California, and we're teaching a psychic tarot class from 6 to 8 p.m. So please come down and join us. You can sign up for the class virtually or in person at heartspaceoc.com. How about you, Adrian? How can people get in hold of you?
Yeah. Hi. You can find me on my website, which is raymessages.com. And pay special note to some of the notes at the bottom, some of my upcoming events. I do readings all day long at the Holistic Fair in Laguna Hills. Heart Space is the name of that facility and that community. And do private sessions also out here in South Orange County. My phone number is 714-376-7289.
Well, thank you, Adrian.
Sure.
All right. So we'll see you all back here next week. So have a great week, and thank you, everybody, for calling. No,
thanks
for dialing in and listening. Au revoir. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Peace, spirit.